Syria is asking the UN Security Council for urgent passage of a resolution condemning Israel for an airstrike on a suspected Palestinian militant training camp near Damascus. Israel defended the attack, calling it an act of self-defense. Syria's ambassador, Faisal Miqdad, told an emergency Security Council session Israel's air raid constitutes an act of military aggression. Speaking at a rare Sunday meeting of the council, he said the Israeli government had flouted the law to the point where many people across the globe feel Israel is above the law. In his reply, Israeli Ambassador Dan Gillerman accused Syria of providing safe harbor, funding, and training facilities for terrorist organizations. He called the Sunday morning airstrike a measured defensive response. The council heard a steady stream of ambassadors condemning the Israeli raid, some in angry terms. Secretary General Kofi Annan earlier issued a statement in which he too condemned the attack and expressed concern at the escalating tensions in the Middle East. British Ambassador Emir Jones Parry called the airstrike unacceptable. The French and Pakistani ambassadors both described it as a violation of international law. U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte, in his speech, avoided condemnation. He cautioned Israel against any action that would heighten tensions. At the same time, however, he warned Syria that it is on the wrong side in the war against terrorism. U.S. diplomats, speaking outside the council chamber, noted that the Syrian-sponsored Security Council resolution made no mention of recent Palestinian suicide bombings in Israel. The most recent attack on Saturday killed at least 19 people. The Israeli airstrike is said to have been the deepest into Syria in 3 decades. The Security Council is expected to continue its debate Monday, but the resolution is not likely to pass. The United States has opposed previous anti-Israeli resolutions that did not also condemn Palestinian terrorism in equally vigorous language. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, New York.